Hi, this is ColorWorks Radio. This is your host, Justin Baker, and with me this week is Madison LaValle and Julie Kasparoth. Hey guys, how you doing?
Great.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
No problem. So you have a show that you're doing at the Sage Gallery in Albany, New York, and it's titled Infrastructure. Or is that the title so far, or that's the call?
That's our title, okay. Infrastructure, yep.
So the call is for artists who are making work as a group or in response to this idea of infrastructure. Is that right?
Yeah. So you can be an individual artist and write a proposal and submit it to our open call, or we are really interested in collaborative projects. So maybe an artist and a non-artist. But it doesn't have to be collaborative.
Right. So what we were thinking is with a collaboration, that collaborations would mirror the idea of infrastructure, having a system or a group of people working. I should mention that our co-curator, Melissa Saris, is not here today, and she in particular is interested in social infrastructure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I hear infrastructure, I think of, or it's a play on words, right? So it's like infrastructure and infostructure. I always think of like streets and sidewalks, sewer systems, electrical grids. Now, that's not really what you're looking for. You're looking for things that like maybe respond to that in another way?
Yeah. So, I mean, it definitely could be related to roads. I'm doing a project related to potholes in our roads. But it also could be related to, like Melissa's bringing in that component of community infrastructure, and how that is also really complicated and also involves everyone, just like roads and bridges and all of these mm-hmm. other more physical infrastructures.
So it's like the literal and the figurative. So there's like two things that are going on there.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
So when does this call end?
So the call ends April 1st. So we're looking for proposals. There will be semifinalists. The semifinalists will get funds for developing their proposals. I believe the money for that is about $150.
Okay.
And then from there, we'll select finalists who will get funding, and we will be in contact with them as they develop their projects for the show.
So there's two rounds?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty interesting. And how many, any idea, like what you've gotten so far? Is there things coming in, or, cause it's ending soon, right? So you must be having something. Right?
Yeah. There's a little traffic. Yeah. Okay. We, you know how artists are though. It's and creative people in general mm-hmm. seem to wait, at least myself, until the last minute to submit. So we're still assuming we're going to get some, more proposals in probably the next week or so.
Right. We've had a lot of questions, which I always think is good yeah. because people mm-hmm. are probably, well, I think they're definitely working on proposals.
Right.
So they just need some details. So,
yeah. I mean, you guys yeah. have been great on like the social media, definitely like in this upstate region, it's been around. I mean, I see it everywhere, which is good. You've been having like some question and answer seminars or things?
We had an open house at Alpaca.
An open house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was really great to facilitate collaborations.
Okay.
Yeah.
So kind of like helping maybe like push people in ways. Is that like part of what was going on there? Or?
Yes. And to introduce people. Mm-hmm. So our goal too is we don't necessarily want only artists getting involved. We'd love people who are involved or interested in infrastructure in other ways, you know, social infrastructure or engineers. So the open house was a way of bringing people together who weren't all artists, but maybe
oh, okay.
came from other backgrounds. So we had an air traffic controller who was there.
Oh, that is
cool.
Okay. Yeah.
And we had I guess she's a sociologist from RPI. Mm-hmm. So it was really nice because people were able to share ideas and share thoughts and, mm-hmm. you know, provide some, I guess, thoughts and content for possible mm-hmm. projects. It was great.
Okay. So yeah, like Q&A and then like just people mingling and getting together.
A lot of structured mingling.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I mean, there's the questions I totally get, because when I first read through the proposal, I had lots of questions and I was like a little confused as well. Not like really confused, like, I don't know what you're asking, but like me as an artist, I was like, I got nothing for that. Which maybe changes, I don't know. But you know, there was the idea of gender and identity mixed together with the infrastructure, and like thinking about how those things hinder or facilitate one another. Do you want to expand on that a little bit and maybe
talk about that? I'll start. So when I first started thinking about a project, and this is when we started talking about an exhibition before it even had a name or anything, I was thinking about how things like bridges and buildings, how they're often named after white men. And so you have these things that structurally exist, and they exist for a long, long time, and they become part of the landscape, but you're only getting one version of a history and someone's story being perpetuated. So I started thinking about who's not represented in infrastructure, or how people are represented in infrastructure in ways that show some kind of hierarchy, you know, some kind of, I guess, power issues as well.
Okay.
And I kind of was brought into this project because I was interested in, I started this project in grad school that I never really developed, and that's filling potholes. And so inviting the community and to help me fill potholes and involve kind of this critique on space and how it's fixed and who fixes it and who it serves and all of those questions.
Okay. So like filling the potholes with non-pothole material,
right?
Maybe?
Yeah. Okay. So non-traditional materials. And so I'm really excited. It's going to be sort of a performance piece.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so everyone who participates can kind of bring their own material to fill a pothole with.
No, this will be part of the show that's happening. When is the show actually happening?
It's happening this summer.
Yeah.
This summer.
So it opens, I believe it's August 8th. And then it runs through October 12th-ish.
Wow. Okay. So that's like, it's all happening very quick.
It is.
That's interesting. And you're funding the artist, which is amazing, right?
Yes.
Even like just to do your, so if you make it through the first round, you get a little bit of funding to kind of show what you might do in a more substantial way.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that we all feel strongly about, and I know Judy Gilmore, the director of the gallery, feels strongly about too, is that artists should be paid for their work. Mm-hmm. You know, they're working, they're putting a lot of time into their thoughts, their ideas, and what they're building. And so we partnered with the gallery, and they submitted a grant to NISCA, and we got the NISCA grant. So that's funding
the artists. The whole thing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's really great. Last question. So they get through. How do they submit? How does an artist listening get this out there? Get it to you?
Yeah. So if you go to Alpalka's website, which is part of Sage College, there's a link to the infrastructure open call, and it's all online. You can also email infostructure@gmail.com with any questions. That goes right to the three curators.
Okay.
And we're really open to answering questions that way and helping you along with this process.
So you guys are standing by. waiting for any question that might come in. Okay, great. So the call ends, just one last time, April 1st.
Yes.
Okay, that is coming up real
soon.
It's
a Monday.
Okay, Monday. And anything else you want to add?
I think it's going to be a really interesting show, and
I think so too.
You should submit something.
I don't know what I would do.
You should.
Okay,
I'll think about it.
Okay,
it's a free submission.
Oh, it is free.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to get out
no
there.
No fee. Yeah.
No fee. Okay, excellent. Thank you, Maddie, Julie, and get your submissions in to Infostructure, and that is coming up. And as always, go check out Collarworks. We are at 621 River Street. And coming up next at Collarworks is the Photo Regional, which opens next Friday. And it's the 41st Photo Regional. Go check it out. Should be interesting. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.